Advocate Paul Hoffman, a director of Accountability Now, joins us on the phone. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. Thanks for the opportunity.
Goodness knows that we need all the ammunition we can get in our fight against corruption. This would be one of those constitutionally independent Section 9 organizations, as is the Public Protector's Office and
yes,
so on.
Chapter 9.
Just give us a sense of how you envisage it working and contributing.
Well, as you know, our Chapter 9 institutions are almost like a fourth leg on the pot of government. The traditional way of doing things is the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. But in South Africa, when we changed gears from parliamentary democracy under apartheid into constitutional democracy under the rule of law with our 96 constitution, our founders decided that it would be a good idea to bed down a constitutional democracy, and six institutions were set up to do so. And we have the relevant ones are the Auditor General, who's a bit like a canary in a coal mine when it comes to sniffing out irregularities with money, and the Public Protector, whose mandate is to look into maladministration in the affairs of state and in the public administration itself. What was missing from that leg of government is proper anti-corruption machinery that operates independently and in accordance with our national human rights obligations, which are expensive to administer, and our international treaty obligations to keep adequately independent anti-corruption machinery of state in place. What we had was the Scorpions, which worked very well, but they weren't secure in their tenure of office. And when Jacob Zuma won at Polokwane in 2007, the first thing he insisted on was that the Scorpions be disbanded, mainly because they were busy investigating him and his cronies. So the Scorpions went the way of all flesh because they did not enjoy secure tenure of office, which is one of the advantages of being a Chapter 9 institution.
And long after that, we had the Glenister judgment, which said that there does need to be a greater separation, a greater independence.
Correct. The Glenister went to the Constitutional Court three times, and on his second visit, the Constitutional Court said that effective and efficient anti-corruption machinery of state needs to be put in place, and that the Hawks didn't cut it. The amendments to the Hawks legislation have not brought about any happier circumstance. In fact, there's nobody in politics today who suggests that the investigative capacity of the Hawks is the answer to a maiden's prayer when it comes to dealing with...
Yeah, and I mean, what the performance of Busisiwe Mgwebane tells us is the fact that something is a Chapter 9 institution doesn't guarantee that it functions as the creators of the concept thought it would. It seems to me, Paul, that Chapter 9 institution focusing on anti-corruption is a jolly good idea, but it's poisoned at source, by which I mean anything that the DA proposes in Parliament is not going to become a legal and constitutional reality.
I suspect, at least I hope, that you may be wrong, and I'll tell you why. In August last year, the NEC of the ANC, its highest decision-making body between conferences, passed a resolution calling upon Cabinet urgently to establish a permanent, standalone, independent anti-corruption body. And when you look at that resolution, and it was put into the public domain immediately, you get the sense that the ANC's leadership has twigged that if it wants to remain in the majority in politics, it is going to have to address this corruption issue, and that the best way to do it is to do it in the way that the Constitutional Court prescribed in the second Glenister judgment, when it said that our anti-corruption machinery of state needs to be what we call STIRS compliant.
Yeah, that commitment from the NEC is a long way short from collaborating with the enemy, which is the way the ANC regards the DA in Parliament. My view is that if it's a good idea, it should be adopted. The source of the good idea shouldn't matter, but it does in Parliament.
Well, what we are doing in accountability now is running our own. Well, we actually started with this idea, and it came to us from no less a personage than Professor Carter Oswald, who, when he considered the Glenister judgment, he said, well, there are three places where you can put it. The one is in with the public protector, heaven forbid, for as you've suggested. The other is to create a section in the National Prosecuting Authority, which might have worked in 2011, but won't work now because the National Prosecuting Authority has such terrible problems because it's hollowed out, infested with saboteurs, and really undercapacitated and under-resourced. So that leaves the third, which is the Chapter 9 Integrity Commission, as we call it. We used to call it the Anti-Corruption Commission, but we didn't like the negativity attached to that. We would prefer to promote integrity rather than be anti-corruption in name.
Advocate Paul Hoffman, Director of Accountability Now, thanks for explaining that to us.